You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
It's going all right.
We're at the Podcast Detroit studio again.
That's true. Here we are. Yeah.
It happened again. We did it.
Almost as if
we drove a car.
We came back. They didn't ask us.
They were not. There's actually an unwelcome sign, which I didn't think existed. Is there? It's an unwelcome mat and an unwelcome sign in front of this place.
Let's our logo is on there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. They made it specifically.
I don't know how they got those photos of us and put them on the wall. Do not let these guys in, but
no, you know.
It's my driver's license photo. How did they get that?
Yeah, and it didn't work because here we are.
We made it in. We barged down the door and we're here at Podcast Detroit. Hello, we are the gang from What We Remember. We do a podcast about movies. We usually talk about a movie we haven't seen in a long time. But here at Podcast Detroit, we talk about a newer movie that we actually went to the theater and saw. You can find us at twitter.com/toprope. That's my other podcast.
Wow.
Hello.
Taking your time. You're just invading our podcast with your other podcast that you
I do
see
another podcast
on the side.
About wrestling. I almost blew it there and promoted that one, but I'm not going to. Top Rope Chef is what it's called, topropechef.com.
Oh, my God, this guy.
You can find us at twitter.com/whatremember, facebook.com/whatremember, whatremember.com. We got t-shirts on sale right now.
We do.
Got some new duds. Want to get some new duds for the summer?
Brand new design.
I drew the design, too.
These dudes
very
made some duds.
Andy M. Drew it, and it's amazing.
Tonethreads.com/whatremember to find all those links. Go to whatremember.com. My name is Bradley Jones.
I'm Andrew Moldenhauer.
And I'm Andy Hubert.
And this is not a movie review podcast. Psych, it is. We're a Podcast Detroit. That's what we do here. We're gonna talk about a movie that we just saw. This is What We Remember about A Quiet Place.
Were there two or three bad guys in Home Alone? And who was that forgetful fish in Finding Nemo? Join us as we're watching films. See what we remember and what memories we kill. Let's start the show. Here we go. This is what we remember.
Guys, it's... We got to talk about a movie. Do you guys remember when we saw this movie?
Yeah.
And then it was super quiet in the theater.
Yeah.
And then I heard Andy eating popcorn. I couldn't eat my snacks.
Like
the whole time you couldn't. You got Twizzlers.
Oh my gosh. My wife got Twizzlers. I got Sour Patches. And
your
like,
wife got Twizzlers. You got the Twizzlers.
I got Sour Patch. And 5 minutes in, I realized they were both terrible choices. Because that theater was so quiet. You could hear every single thing.
You could hear a Twizzler being opened.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You could tell the difference between a red vine and a Twizzler being open too, but only in that theater.
It was dead quiet. Which was the point, I guess.
Yeah, the first hour of the movie or so was very quiet.
Yep.
The whole thing is a very quiet film. It's a very quiet place.
Yeah. It's almost a silent movie, basically.
No, there's other sounds. There's music, for sure.
There's a little bit of music, yeah.
There's a lot of footsteps and a lot of stuff rustling.
Yeah. There's maybe like three scenes where characters talk to each other.
So this is a very spoiler-heavy thing we're going to be doing today, so I feel bad for you. If you haven't seen it yet, but maybe you just don't mind spoilers.
Oh, you were looking at me when you said that, and I was like, you feel bad for me?
Yeah.
I saw it with you.
Well, often.
You can't spoil it.
Well, do you remember it, though?
Oh, no.
Maybe you forgot.
I've already forgotten it. Was this Star Wars? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this movie, it's kind of a clever idea.
Okay. Know?
I think it's clever to have that as a plot device.
It feels like a short story.
It does feel like a short story.
Yeah, I mean, some movies... Like, were short films that turned into movies, like feature length.
It feels like a made-for-TV film.
This one feels like
a short
film. It feels
like it could have been ripped right from a comic book.
And it probably was.
Just like a short comic book.
Yeah. It was ripped from stuff that exists, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This idea isn't old. Or is old. It isn't new, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
The other thing that I don't know if I liked it or didn't like it is that they don't give you a lot of backstory. At all.
I like that.
You don't really know what is actually happening.
They kind of like force backstory into it by showing you clips of like newspapers floating by.
They do.
There's like very obvious shots of like wanted posters in the back.
It's stuff that could have been exposition, but I'm glad it wasn't because
it just was a little obvious for like a newspaper's flapping in the wind saying like the monsters are loose.
It's very movie-esque.
I didn't mind that so much. But
you're watching a movie.
But there was like... Andy was giggling a lot in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And well, I couldn't blame him because your main source of giggling.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So after seeing the creature for the first time, surprise, there's some alien creature in this movie.
Yeah, we don't know where it comes from.
We have no idea what this thing is. Mm-mm. Anyway, John Krasinski, he's the main character. He's trying to find what is happening to this, like, who are these creatures? Yep. And he has a little whiteboard that just has a bunch of just straight-up facts, just one-word facts. About these
monsters? Question mark.
Armor! Yeah. Exclamation armor. Point!
Can't hear or can hear?
Weaknesses circled six times with the same marker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exclamation points.
It's a little like too much.
It's on the nose.
Yeah, I thought the newspaper clippings were good. I thought the whiteboard was not.
That's
good.
A little too on the nose.
It was so big too. It's like right in focus.
And they would not
the frame.
Stop showing it. They cut to that whiteboard
like three or four
times.
Time.
And like once you see it in the very first pan across the room, you do not need any more establishing on that whiteboard. Like I was able to absorb every piece of information on there in like 5 seconds.
Some of the information you didn't even need.
No.
Like,
no.
The fact that they could hear really well. Like that was written on there for some reason. Mm-hmm. We already knew that.
Yeah. I mean,
we knew that from the trailer going into the movie.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this film, and I got the feeling going into this that you guys didn't enjoy it as much as I did.
I was kind of in the middle.
I was in the middle,
I was right
too.
In the middle.
But that was, like, the one thing I really disliked in this movie was that dang whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
And too obvious.
Oh, every time it came across, I could hear Andy, like, giggling in his chair.
It's funny. It's
and
just
I couldn't
funny.
Blame him. Yeah, I can't blame you at all. Like, it was...
I don't know if that's, like... He was doing it to be funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's hard to tell.
He
because...
just seems like a normal dude, I guess. He's not like a researcher or scientist guy.
Yeah.
So the whole movie takes place in like three locations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A store, a barn, and a silo. Pretty much the locations. They go to like a river or a farmhouse.
They live in a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Which seems like the worst place to be. When monsters are out in the world.
Yeah.
Especially you when know, sound is related.
I did have a thought, like, pretty early when we're introduced to the fact that they live on this farm, it's like a rickety wooden barn, a rickety wooden house. And I'm like, these seem like the noisiest places to live. As someone that has a rickety house, every step is very audible in there. And like, in the movie, they like, show that they have, like, actually marked on the floor where to step because it doesn't creak and stuff, but I'm like,
so yeah, the whole monsters hunt by sound.
Yes.
Let's just talk about the movie.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie. Yeah,
that gives more context to what the heck we're even saying.
So it starts.
It
opens in like a zombie apocalypse setting where there's a pharmacy or some sort of just general store that's been torn up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when this movie
takes
place.
They probably just could have empty taken town, this right I mean, from the set of The Walking Dead.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what they probably did. It could take place in the 80s or the 90s, 70s. I don't know when the movie is
really
it's
really it not, looks present day.
You can tell, like, you have one car as a context of a date, but, like, that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're gathering what looks just to be, like, any sort of resources they can find. For whatever reason, this general store hasn't been pilfered yet.
Yeah.
They're looking for medicine because their son is sick.
Yeah.
They have two sons. And a daughter being the oldest one.
Yes.
And she is deaf.
Yeah.
Yes. So the family knows, they all know sign language. Mm-hmm.
And that was, I thought that was actually really interesting because every time they show like something from her perspective sort of, they mute the sound.
Yeah.
And then when it's not on her, there still is generally very little sound, but suddenly you get a little bit of white noise back.
Yeah.
And I did think that was actually really interesting, feeling those transitions.
Mm-hmm. It worked and it was important for the end, how they were able to figure out what to do about this. I wish there was a little bit more suspense and I wish they used it a little bit more than they did.
Yeah.
Because she has the sense that she's lacking and it's a horror movie, so you could probably play on that a lot more. I think they use it once.
Especially with the idea that, you know, you need to be quiet to not get killed, but she really wouldn't have a sense of what's loud. And I thought they could have done more with that because they don't really address that much in the movie.
Well, I tell you what, right at the beginning, they get a little kid finds a space shuttle.
Yep.
And it makes a ton of noise.
Yep.
She can't hear the noise. She sees the lights blink, but she could just be unaware that was even happening. And that's why she didn't make as big a deal out of it as John Krasinski did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing to see visually.
Because John Krasinski takes the toy from his kid, takes the batteries out, puts it on a table. Moments later, the daughter thinks she's doing a good thing, puts the batteries back in the space shuttle and hands it to
well,
the
she
gave
him the shuttle. The kid took
the
batteries.
The kid took the batteries,
separate.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's they're walking along. They're playing with it. They're just having a time. They go across a bridge. And then suddenly the space shuttle goes off. The kid's zooming around with it. Everyone's freaking the F out.
I think it was a dummy.
It's a line of people. John Krasinski's in the front of it. He's the only one that runs back to try to help the kid.
Yeah. Right. I thought that was a little weird because the mom just sort of like stood there like, well, that's it.
And you don't leave a little kid in the back of a line. I mean,
no,
for
they should have had
this
one in the front,
one
in the back.
Things.
You got to have one. Yeah. You need to pick that order a little bit better.
This isn't great.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is they cut right after that happens. So, I was like,
well,
how
the space shuttle
escape?
Goes off. A monster jumps out of the woods and kills the kid.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But me.
Now you go.
Right. So then, the scene cuts right there after he dies. But I was like, well, what? How did the rest of them get away after this situation?
Maybe they just hunt one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a way to kind of just like give you like, okay, this is the situation that they're in. This is what they're up against. Like, it's just a quick hook.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted more right there. I was like, oh my God, like, how do they escape? And like, how are they where they are now?
That literally could have been a movie on its own, a little short film.
True.
Would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they expand upon it.
Yeah.
It jumps to 300 days or something later, 200 days later.
Yeah, and there were titles for this, too, that were just like 400 day, day 400.
Mm-hmm.
Did that mean that it was
since
400?
Since the incident, or
since,
I would think so.
Yeah, I would assume
okay.
So it starts on like day 80
something,
of some kind. And,
right. Because I imagine like these creatures are so hyper aware and they could hear from such far distances that most people would immediately just die.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, this thing would just come after you and just take out like tons and tons of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant creature with like knives for hands. I don't know if it has like feet really.
Yeah.
But it just comes out screaming and just destroys you real good.
Yeah. It's almost a... It's
like
a
the
little
movie
bit,
Screamers? I know.
Oh, oh man.
I was going to say the monster is a little bit like the aliens, Xenomorph.
They're more like the Starship Trooper bugs to me.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
They're like faster versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not as clunky and.
Yeah. They all kind of have like the same kind of legs where like the fronts are a lot bigger.
Almost
and
like a praying mantis, I would say. Like
something
a,
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where
like
the inspiration
it has like
really
these hind
from,
legs
but.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
It was also just like a gray monster blob thing that just
yeah. I wasn't
really
sure if it looked all that great, like visually, like if that was the creature they should have really ended up with.
Yeah, it doesn't look very imposing. It just looks kind of freaky. It looks generic too.
Yeah, right. It was one of those things. I liked that in the front half of the movie, they really don't show you much of the creature, and in like a Jaws kind of way, I think that works so much better.
Or Tremors kind of way.
Yeah, the second half of the film, all of a sudden they don't have no problem showing you full creatures moving around and like it looked okay, but it was at the same time like, oh, now I don't know. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they could have avoided it really, but at the same time, I thought it was more scary and tense when you still didn't know much visually about the monsters.
Right.
And I guess they just don't. I thought maybe they came out underground or were camouflaged or something. As far as we know, they're just like wandering around a forest.
Yeah.
Just hunting stuff, hunting people.
Yeah, so they walk back to their farm, and we kind of get an introduction to this,
cuts to like 300 days later.
Yeah,
at their
this
farm.
Like headquarters they're at,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
Their farm?
Yeah, I thought the light system was pretty neat.
Yeah,
yeah, that was kind of neat.
That was helpful for a later scene.
And they have like paths that of sand to mute their footsteps and stuff.
Which I was like, how long must it have taken to get all that sand and walk it across? That terrain, basically.
Yeah, because we actually see John Krasinski's character like replenishing the sand paths at some point.
Wow,
I'm like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, he looked like he had a lot on his mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't doing great. But the whole movie, I guess, we're kind of under the impression that he blames the daughter for the kid dying, even though he doesn't. But it's like built up to make the kid think that that's what he thinks.
Yeah.
And kind of like
we're
kind of left in the lurch of like, does he really blame her? I mean, obviously he can't, but
I
also
never thought
like
he
maybe
did
a little
blame
bit,
her.
Yeah,
like from the beginning, I never thought
from
that.
His situation,
there's some
I'd never
shots
see,
that are set up where he's definitely meaner to her than he is to the son.
Like, I understood why she might have, she perceived it that way and she felt that way. But yeah, with his actions and from what we saw from him, I never got the impression that it's actually how he felt. But yeah, I think it tries, it does set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, from her perspective, like,
it's leading.
There's a point where, like, the dad's about to go out to get some fish for the day. It's part of like the daily task. And he wants to take the son, and the son doesn't want to go because he's scared. And the daughter is like, I'll go.
About it.
Let me go. And he's like, no, you need to stay here. And she, again, takes that as like a slight. Like, he doesn't trust me. He doesn't want me with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for him, it was just like a no. He, like, just the son needs to learn what I'm about to do because this is an important skill.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. They did kind of imply that.
Yeah.
That he didn't trust her. And I. And yeah, like the son needs to learn these things to move forward.
In case he dies.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Like, she seemed fairly capable, and it seemed like he, I feel like, perceived her that way. Like, she's just more capable in general because she's older.
Mm-hmm.
And the son wasn't. He's like, well, he needs to, you know, get more capable. But I mean, that might have just been my perception as well.
Yeah. So they separate. So there's two go off one way, two go off the other way. The little girl ends up like running away. She has the shuttle.
And she wants to go put it at the little brother's gravesite.
Yep.
On the bridge.
On the bridge, yeah. And it's revealed that she sort of like built this whole little memorial to him almost, mm-hmm. like of toys and things at the site. So she clearly is like feels an enormous amount of guilt about what happened.
Yes. She probably blames herself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. So she puts that. That's what she's doing in the movie. Emily Blunt is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
At this point.
That's the worst situation for this kind of thing.
Skips a few more days later. There's a raccoon attack that happens. Like, raccoons come on the house and freak them out, and they end up dying. It's like a false scare. And they skip ahead another 100 days where she's, like, full-on pregnies.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want to be in the
Yeah,
world.
I was like, how
that
are they going to survive this thing?
Yeah,
but they planned it out.
Yeah, they show
have a
you
a crib with mm-hmm. soundproofing. They have a little oxygen mask
for the baby.
So they can kind of seal it up if it's crying or something. Yeah, they had like an.
I was like, where'd they get those oxygen tanks?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that too.
Where did
like,
that come from?
Like, you know? They've been stockpiling those. Those are probably noisy as heck too.
They probably knew they needed to get them.
Yeah,
they had. You know, but
and they are shown preparing this like bunker. It's like the basement of the barn is where they're soundproofing all this stuff. And that was another point
more
where I was
soundproofing.
Like, why is this the one place
we're in
soundproofing?
A soundproof room right now? How much? Yeah, I mean, you can get just
those busters can't hear us at all.
I was like, they need more blankets on things. Like, just put soft stuff on those wooden steps.
Put
soft stuff all
up.
Like, they
what
have
about carpeting, people?
Yeah, they really needed more of that. So. There was a point I wanted to ask you guys. So one of the things that they kind of do, it seems like as like a ritual, is John Krasinski goes to the top of the silo and lights like a bonfire. And he looks around. He sees like a bunch of other fires. Indicating more people that are around?
Yeah.
So there's
alone.
Multiple people in the area, not like immediately close
they're
to them.
They're all doing
but
their thing.
Yeah. I assume that was
community. Is that really true? Yeah.
That's what I assumed it meant.
I wasn't
sure what
that meant.
But there's also him sending an SOS signal out.
Yes.
So who is that going to? Are they trapped there?
That was just a way for...
It establishes the radio stuff.
Yeah, to establish that he has this radio that served no purpose.
So he's trying to communicate somewhere.
He
but
was communicating
for
to
what
Japan.
Reason?
And he was just going through
a list of
major cities they might be to see who could help them.
Right. It might just be to see if some place has
he's just sending out
has
SOS
come back or something and is like, you know, he can be like, help us, please, if you've figured it out.
Right.
But yeah, it's mostly, I think, just to set up the fact that, like, he has experience with radio stuff and
he's working on his daughter's hearing aid.
Yes.
He keeps failing at it, trying to do different things
mm-hmm.
just to, like, make her hear just a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
She's aware.
Like it must have worked before the thing and then it broke. And so he's been trying to make her a new one, is kind of the thought.
You think
it broke? But there's nothing.
I thought it never worked.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
I couldn't tell because she had it in the entire time.
Yeah.
So I thought it was working.
Well,
but
she had it in just in case it did work.
Yeah, I guess.
I was confused by that.
That was a little weird. Because like if it didn't work, I would have just assumed you'd just not wear it all the time.
Right.
But she wore it all the time. But then there was never any moment where someone like got her attention like verbally, and then she responded to that.
Yeah. Well, and we still have
like a single moment like that.
Well, he's got like science books and like ear photos up. He's sciencing stuff.
Yeah.
He's maybe trying to figure it out.
And he mentions, he like tells her that he's trying different frequencies with the hearing aid thing, trying to find the right one. So I'm assuming that means he knows that writing she can hear. But again, yeah, this is all very establishing is what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I think I think we're thinking too much into
that. I need to dig into
that. That's why this is a movie where
I think they showed us that she had a hearing aid just to say that she's deaf. And yeah, that was the only reason why.
Yeah, right. It's a visual for us more than them.
Like I said, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch. But I also think this is a movie that will not do well with multiple screenings. I think the more I watch this movie, the more I'm going to find things that are silly or don't make sense or you think too much about them and they kind of fall apart.
You know what movie is like this, but I can watch a lot of?
What's that?
Signs.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Holy moly.
You like Signs?
I love Signs. Ugh. And this movie is Signs, but with a little bit of like fat chopped out of Signs.
I think you're right, yeah.
They chopped the fat out of the Signs and made this movie.
I have to go back and watch Signs again because I remember just hating it.
Yeah, this movie's like a Shyamalan Signs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take the Shyamalan out of it and you get the ding-dong here.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get the twist that doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's not good that happened.
Wait, these aliens went to a planet that has 70% water and they're allergic to water?
Oh, come on. That old chestnut.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But it takes place on a barn. There's fields of farm
stuff.
Yep,
it's a rural setting, so you get that sense of isolation.
Yeah. It's Signs light. It's Signs light.
Yeah. Let's talk about the scene where she is about
giving
to
a baby.
Give birth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Her water breaks.
So is that halfway point? Is that the right? Or is that
it's about there.
Right before this, she's pulling up laundry from the basement. It gets caught on a nail.
Yep, in the step.
And the nail rips up, standing straight up like Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's in one of the feet mark spots.
Right in the middle.
Oh, boy. Why did they put the feet mark spot in the nail spot?
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was one of those Chekhov's nails. And they made it. They knew. They told you.
Yeah.
Someone's foot is going through this because they showed that up close for a little too long.
Like the whiteboard, they telegraphed that nail multiple times, way more times than they needed
to. It's almost an interesting thing, though, because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
So, you're expecting it, too, but you don't know exactly
when. The way to do that right is to, make her come down the stairs, and you're like, oh, she's going to hit the nail. She's going to hit the nail. And then she doesn't hit the nail. And then moments later,
she
goes back up and immediately, boom, hits the nail.
Yeah,
That's how you do that scare correctly.
Right.
That makes sense.
But instead, they just milk it. Is she running from? No, that's what causes the monster to come.
Yeah, so this
after
is when
her?
John Krasinski and the son are at the street.
Worst time to do that. Her water breaks.
Yeah.
What bad timing.
Yeah.
What movie timing.
Before we do get to that, though, we have to talk about Nini's favorite part with the old guy.
Oh, yes. Well,
where did that come into play?
So John Krasinski takes his son out to go learn how to be a man.
Yeah. Oh,
take
yeah,
some fishies
right.
out.
Yep. Right.
They go by the river, where I guess you can be loud.
Yeah, there's like a waterfall.
They're by a waterfall.
And waterfall,
so he
which,
explains
which
that
begs
something,
the question, why don't they live there?
Right? It seemed like there was space behind the waterfall even, live in that cave.
Live by the water.
And you can talk.
Or live by some, air sirens that are constantly going off, by your house, and just wear, earphones all day.
My other thought, too, is, you just said, can they just have a signal that they're broadcasting that's really loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
attract them to that signal.
And they have power.
And then eventually they just tune it out, I guess, like they do with the waterfall and with any other noise.
Well, we assume these monsters are relatively smart, but for whatever reason
they
can't figure out the river waterfall.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a moment where she sets an egg timer to get away from the monster, and it's kind of a trap for it to go get that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
so, as they're coming back from the waterfall, they run into an old man.
There's a spooky house.
There's a spooky rundown house that has keep written on the inside. They don't show the out part.
Oh, God.
They just show keep written
keep
on it.
Keep
like, oh, no. And that's when they see an old dead lady.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they walk right by the old man without seeing him at first.
I like that. I actually kind of liked it because the camera is at the kid's level perspective. We're seeing it kind of from the kid's level, so he isn't paying attention really and only notices when his dad stops and basically is like, get behind me.
We don't get the monster crossing frame or in the background in this movie at all ever. The only jump scares we get are people grabbing each other. like, or you're scaring your friend for no reason scares.
Yeah. The raccoons.
Oh, my gosh. This is something that's not even a problem that scared me.
Yeah.
Right.
It happens a few times in the film.
I felt bad for that raccoon, though.
It got.
It got real.
Did it get killed?
Oh, boy.
One of them did.
It got smooshed.
It got smooshed and splatsed.
From what?
The creature.
Being noisy.
It was walking down the little path, and then the creature was like, splat.
The creature kills whatever makes noise, regardless if it's human or not.
I was like, oh, poor raccoon.
I missed that.
Rack attack.
So this old man is seeing his wife laying on the ground, dying or dead.
Yeah, she did.
Probably made some noise. We don't know what happened. But.
Yeah. And so this guy's next reaction is to, he looks like he's about to scream.
Mm-hmm.
And so John Krasinski's like, do it.
He does his signature move through the
movie. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where he puts his finger right up on his nose.
Yeah. John Krasinski has a big nose.
He does.
But he literally, like, he, like, hooks his finger. As if it's about to go into his nose.
I always assumed the finger silence move was to put the finger on your mouth. He puts his fist on his mouth. The finger's up next to his nose.
Yeah.
Is it like a bet? Like, did someone say, I bet you couldn't get away with doing that?
Yeah.
I bet you $3.
It was like the joke take, and they were like, do it.
That's your thing. Do the finger thing.
He's like silently pleading with this old guy to not make noise.
Yeah.
Like, it
but
seems
the,
like he
the guy doesn't
the
even
about do.
Think about it for a second. Mm-mm. He just immediately starts screaming.
That guy gives no shits. He's just like, this is happening.
And the scream is just so weird.
Yeah.
This is an old man screaming in the woods.
Yeah. It's a weird moment.
He gets his head lopped off. He gets something lopped.
He gets lopped in half. You get to watch his legs fall down without him.
And almost immediately, this thing comes out of nowhere and takes him out.
Yep.
Which, again, I was like, how do they get away from this situation? How are they running away from these creatures?
And are the creatures, like, eating them? Or are they just killing them for funsies?
Yeah, how did she die? Did it, like, attack her and then leave?
It didn't show that it was, eating them at all. It just
she could have died from
them.
Anything, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. Yeah, it's a good point.
Although, if you're that guy and the only other person you have is now dead, you're going to probably scream.
Maybe scream in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not around other people.
Well, I mean, he was. But then he saw the other people, and he couldn't be bothered to wait.
It must have just happened, yeah.
Like, dude, at least probably. Just give him, like, a couple minutes head start.
Right.
Like, like, just show him. Be like, nah, you got, like, 3 minutes. And then,
so silly.
It was a little weird.
We go back to the farm. Where Emily Blunt has
stubbed
her foot and is about to give birth.
Right.
Yeah, her water broke. She accidentally makes a bunch of noise when she steps on the nail, which is understandable. But in addition to kind of like yelping and pain, she drops a photo frame that breaks. It's glass breaking. And that like she does a pretty good job of not screaming about a giant nail going through her foot, I'd have been like, well, I'm dead because I'm going to scream like crazy.
Or having a child. She's very quiet during that scene.
So... Yeah, so the creatures come in, and this is we got to see kind of
procedures. Also, when her water is broken,
yeah. So she
flicks the lights.
She flips the lights from regular lights along the path to these red lights, which is kind of neat. You get to see that they have like these procedures of like if danger, set lights to red.
Yeah, it's a protocol.
Yeah, like they have this whole plan, which they kind of hint at. Like he tells her at times like the kids know what to do. Like we've prepared for this. We know what we're about to do. Like they clearly have planned this out. A lot.
Yeah.
She onesie twosies the monster by setting an egg timer.
Yeah.
Yep.
It goes crazy and hits that thing. I thought the monster was going to hit his stub his toe on the nail. For a few times, I thought that nail was going to get.
That would have been fun.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been fun if she missed it and the monster got it instead.
Ooh, that would have been good subversion.
Stupid,
yeah
and it like fell over
like
and that's how she got away.
Version.
Yep. Yeah, so he uses an egg timer to get back upstairs while it's downstairs.
Yeah, she goes to hide in the bathtub. She's given birth.
She's given birth in this bathtub.
It's a bloody mess.
But then as she's given birth, one of the things is crawling up the staircase.
Yes.
Which is a little confusing.
John Krasinski and
the son
return.
They see the light.
They see and he immediately tells the kid to do the fireworks.
Go set the fireworks off.
Yes. So again, part of their plan.
Right.
They had a plan of some kind in case of emergency.
And this was a fun scene.
They did
because,
have stuff set up.
Yeah, because we had like the son originally didn't want to go to the stream at all because he was terrified. And like now his dad's saying, like, I need you to go over there and make all the noise.
Yep.
And like so that I can go help your mom. Like she needs you to do this. And the kid, like, he's scared, obviously, but he steps up. He's like, yeah, like that's my job. Like,
goes and gets it done.
Do.
Yeah, that was his goal.
Yeah.
Sets the fireworks off. I think the daughter sees them, and that's why she comes coming back.
Yes, she sees the fireworks.
Yep. Because she's still at the bridge.
Yeah, she's been there like all day, wasting a day doing nothing.
It's like dark out now.
Yeah, well, she was like sleeping, or she just laid down a little too long.
Yeah.
John Krasinski comes back. The wife is not in the bathtub. This is the moment where your friend scares your crap out of you. Yes. She puts her bloody handprint.
Oh, yeah. He just sees the blood in the bathtub from like her. And, yeah. And then, yeah, he opens the shower and
the baby's there.
She just had a baby.
Got it done.
Well,
she's a strong woman.
They do show one shot of her pushing because when the fireworks start going off, she screams.
Yeah, she screams right when the fireworks go off.
So I imagine that was when it started, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She did that all herself, though.
I know.
How do you do that?
Yeah. I thought childbirth took like hours.
She knocked that thing out like no big deal.
Got it done.
Yeah.
Taking care of business, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, with blunt force.
When you're surrounded by these crazy monsters, you just got to take care of it. You'd be like, look, baby, I'll cut you a deal right now.
And they get that baby in that secret bunker.
The secret bunker, right, there's some questions there. Like,
the mom had just given birth.
Yep. Yeah.
They wrapped her foot up from the nail nicely.
Right. And they cover themselves with a mattress.
Yeah, the door.
That's like the top of the bunker.
Come on. Mm-hmm. It's some effort,
I guess. Soundproof, maybe?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it would muffle the sound, but...
But you know what it doesn't do? Keep water from going in the
basement
for
no reason.
Where
was that water coming from?
It was a pipe from the barn. So like,
why did that break?
So they hung out downstairs. The creatures were upstairs, and the creatures were mad because they couldn't find them, so they were trashing the place. That's what was going
on. When did that happen?
Andy's assuming.
No, they show it like for like a split second of like this monster just thrashing around up there after Krasinski gets down in the place. Because it shows like he throws that mattress on right when it starts to walk into the barn. It trashes the barn, and part of that is breaking a water pipe, I guess. So it starts flooding the basement, the soundproof room, with water.
Yeah,
I can't catch a break.
Can't catch a break. There's always a problem. Nothing ever comes easy to these people.
What?
Yeah, I assume it's just like a dirt cellar that they converted into this, but
that they couldn't have worked on with tools, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
You can't work on that.
Can't make any noise anywhere.
How could
terrible
you survive?
Place to live. That's why they should have died.
They would not have survived 400 days.
Get rid of those guys. Let's see some of the actual smart survivors in this world. We'd survive. We're in a soundproof booth. We stay in here.
For how long?
I don't know. Until we eat each other,
I guess.
The
fridge
empties. Oh, my God. That's going to be tonight.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's true.
How hungry are you?
I haven't had dinner yet, man.
Yeah. Hey, look at this guy.
I'm looking at him. He turned into a piece of prime rib just now. Like one of those rib cages from a cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Those don't even. What are those about? those are overly cartoonish. Yeah. They're so big. Yeah. Where do they come from? Like a dinosaur?
A lion.
Oh, those ribs.
Those an elephant rib?
Those like Flintstone style mammoth ribs.
So hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, man.
It's so quiet in this movie.
You gotta be quiet.
Okay,
the monsters come out and they get you real bad.
The freaks come out at night.
It was funny because every time there was something noisy going on, I could see multiple, not just me and my wife, but multiple people in the theater doing every noisy thing they'd been putting off.
I was eating popcorn. There was a moment when they're at the waterfalls, like, finally, I can eat some of my popcorn, take my soda.
I was like grabbing handfuls of Sour Patches out so I could be like, all right, I'll just keep it in my hand. It's fine now. But like,
every time. Every time
every
you
time
can make
noise,
the
like,
fireworks
make
are going off,
of
shovel that popcorn into my mouth. This is my time.
Andy, did you have any popcorn?
I didn't eat a single piece of popcorn.
He didn't.
Okay.
He didn't.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Didn't even ask.
I know you hate it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about it. So it wasn't hard.
There you go.
So yeah, they're down in the cellar now.
Yeah.
It's flooding with water.
Well, she does,
but
he
she's alone
know that.
Now.
She takes a nap. She goes to
this
bed.
This was kind of a weird thing because she falls asleep and she wakes up and Krasinski's with her.
No.
Wow, you're saying it's weird that she fell asleep.
No,
I think it's
weird when
she wakes up and it's flooded.
Well, this is before that. Right before that.
Oh.
Like, she wakes up at one point and Krasinski's with her and he's like, it's fine. It's fine. We're all fine in the booth. It works. Like, he says this out loud for like the first time. There's like spoken lines. And he says the soundproofing worked. It's fine. And that's when she's like, where are the kids? I was like, how much time passed? Cause she was asleep and she woke up with him down there and he was just sitting there. How long had he just been sitting there instead of looking for those kids? Come on, Krasinski.
He's got to take care of his wife, the baby.
Maybe that monster was right outside the door.
It's like only once she wakes up is he like, oh, I'll go look for them.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
It must have not been long.
But yeah, she goes back to
probably,
sleep.
It's probably like a minute. She just gave birth, Annie. Give her a little break.
Well, I'm not complaining about her going to sleep. That's fine.
You're going
to
leave your wife
I'm complaining
your newborn
about what he's
child?
Doing. When your other two kids are out there with monsters?
You got to make decisions, man.
Yeah, look, but I'm saying there was a monster that was entering the barn.
That's true, you're right.
As soon as they went down in there, so it's he probably just waiting it out or
that's
something.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah. Oh, just a guess.
Sweet goes to save his kiddos.
Yes.
She deals with the flooding, and there's another monster just
yeah, where'd that
around.
Come from?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
And apparently you can go underwater, which...
Right.
It just appeared.
Which is scary.
That is scary. I was like... When I saw it, it had no problems. It was like, I'm just going to slip under the water here. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, too, like, well, when you're in, like, in a pool or something, if you're underwater, you can hear, like, everything happening in that pool.
Oh. Yep.
Like, sound travel was real good down there.
She was moving when it was in the water.
I was like, how? I was like, lady, you done. Get out that water.
Well, she goes by the waterfall because she hides under a little cubby where water is falling down.
Where the water's pouring in.
And I thought we were going to have that, was it Jurassic Park
2
scene where, like, the T-Rex goes in through the waterfall, looks around or whatever?
I thought the exact same thing. She did get the baby. I thought the baby was already eaten when she woke up. She looked
terrible.
Over at the little crate, the crate was open. They'd left it closed because the baby was crying. The crate's, like, open. You can't see the baby. So I was like, wow, that was quick. That baby's already gone. Because the creature was right there.
They would not show a newborn dying.
Well,
in this
they didn't.
Movie.
I would assume that it would just be like some blood in the thing, and that's it.
That would just ruin your entire movie.
Oh, this movie wouldn't get made if that happened.
Yeah, no one would come see it.
I was like, wow. That's why I was so shocked.
No
like, they
one
went
is
there.
Killing an infant.
They went there, but they didn't go there. She gets the baby out, and it disappears in the water. Krasinski goes to find the kids, and the kids like the son has his own thing.
Yeah, I guess they.
Well, the son is just coming back from
the
fireworks.
Place?
Yeah, like, well, he said like the
he's
plan
running through like the path where the cornfields are.
Yeah, the plan.
The monster
seems
spooks
to monster.
Him. He runs into a tractor and then gets knocked out
through the cornfield. Yeah, like a dummy. He runs through all the noisy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he like it seemed like the plan was light off the fireworks and then you like wait there.
Yeah, that seemed like the plan.
And
or like
wait at the
not
fireworks.
At the fireworks, but have another meeting spot.
Well, that's what Krasinski said. He's like he knows to wait for me.
Where?
He didn't say where, but I assume it's like stay where there and wait for
they
him.
Didn't seem to be going anywhere. There they sat on top of the silo.
There was weird communication because then later on the daughter was like, we need to go back. And then the son's like, no, dad said wait for him.
Yeah.
Maybe they
and
were
then she kept saying like,
silo.
No, we need to go. And he's like, no, dad said wait.
Oh, no,
and
yeah.
I was like, where are they waiting?
They were on top of one of those, like, yeah, the smaller silos. So. Yeah, the kid gets chased by one of the creatures as he's trying to walk back. He runs through the corn, and you don't know what happens to him because he's getting chased by one of the creatures. And so you're like, oh, no, he's dead too.
Yeah.
He's dead. But he's not dead.
He just hits his head on the tractor.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the sister comes back.
And the sister.
And she sees his flashlight.
And her ear thing starts going nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We forgot about this.
That's something I didn't realize this was a thing until when, like, she was in the bathroom, is that when the creature's around, it messes with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Lights will start
sort of
flickering like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I loved this part.
I thought this
was
really
this was
cool.
A good element.
Yes, absolutely.
So it was the better version of, like, the Signs thing where...
Just it was it
using
was almost,
water.
It's sort of like
it's
science,
a better
it's like
way
science
to do
meets
it.
Mars Attacks.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's a great example. Its head essentially like breaks apart into pieces, and it has some sort of like weird ear function.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It's like
ear
tunnel for like sound.
Right. I wasn't sure if that was an eyeball or a mouth or an ear.
I don't know.
But I imagine it's
Andy,
probably an ear.
You saw the whiteboard. It said blind exclamation point.
That's true.
Come
it's
on.
It's not an eyeball. Well, I thought it was a vacant space for an eyeball to go.
Right. yeah, so when the head blows apart on those things, it's like they're doing super hearing is what it seemed like.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, I know someone's here. So they open their armor,
yep,
circled on the whiteboard.
Question mark.
Oh, right.
And, question mark right. By the armor.
Do they
he
have armor?
Maybe.
Maybe. They might have armor.
This frequency that they somehow emit like causes her hearing aid to go nuts and emits a frequency that just wrecks this creature's head.
And it hurts her, too.
Yes.
She can hear that frequency.
She can hear it real loud. Mm-hmm.
So hearing aids, do they only really buzz when they're in your ear? Like, or do they do that frequency?
I've never had one.
When they
I
don't
idea.
Know.
Yeah, I don't know how they work.
I don't know about anything.
I ain't no scientist.
Hearing aids.
Yeah. a couple times when I go to hug my grandma and I'm on the side of her hearing aid, I could hear it buzzing.
Mm. Is that because you're one of these creatures? Do we need to get out of here? Oh, no.
No, but I've heard it buzzing, and I don't know if that's because, like, I'm too close and I'm, like, maybe I'm too loud, I guess.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it's amplifying
sound.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Questions. Maybe because it's screaming.
I need a hearing aid to tell me about what's going on.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds right. So the monster runs away because of the hearing aid.
Yes.
It gets mad. It's like, don't hurt my head. That's rude. And just takes off.
Yeah, but I kind of would have rather seen one of them. Well, oh, that does happen later. I was going to say, I want to see one of them die.
Oh, yeah.
But I forgot that one does die.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because it just hangs around for too long in this frequency.
The little kids are hanging out in the silo. The sun falls through it and lands on a bunch of grain.
Yep.
And like quicksand gets sucked up into
that thing. That's a real problem.
It is. Yeah, it looks super scary. Dangerous. I don't like quicksand.
No.
I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm scared of this thing because you just go straight down into the silo.
You're drowned
too
in
heavy.
Corn.
Well, the surface area because you can flatten out and lay in it. Mm. Looks like it's okay.
Right.
She throws a piece of
the door
plate down board for him to grab onto, but she jumps down with it, and she pushes it too far away from herself.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a weird scene.
He gets it, but then she goes down drowning.
So he pushes it, like, back to her.
Climbs back up, Titanic style.
It was
They're
a weird Titanic
a,
situation.
Trying to get on a board.
It's like, you guys could both share that.
There's a false death where the daughter goes down for a while with the kid's hand down in there.
Yeah.
Eventually she does come up, does the big old gaspy breath.
Yep.
I'm out of the grain, and they just
hang out
on
the
plate.
You weren't going to see that coming.
Right. And then the creature's like, oh, hey, y'all on the side.
I'm going to jump down and see you
guys.
Hey,
I want to hang out with y'all in this corn.
Oh, you guys hanging out in some corn?
Hey, do you have space for me?
Mm. Even if you don't, I'm going to make some room. Watch out, here I go.
Hey, here I'm coming in, guys.
I'm jumping down now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to. It looks really far down. You guys, okay.
I'm coming in.
I'll do it.
I'm coming down.
And they didn't want to hang out with the creature. So they like flip a Rooney on this board.
Yeah.
So they flip
They're
into
able
the corn
to flip
with the board
plate
on top
around.
Of them
mm-hmm.
as like a shield.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's doing like a Jurassic Park T-Rex with the glass thing on
Another
it.
Jurassic Park thing happening in this movie.
I think they definitely outsmarted the creature here.
Well, they kind of lucked out, too, because the hearing aid goes off again. And
it does?
And it scares the monster out of the silo.
Yeah, eventually the monster's
I thought they were in a good situation.
Mm. It breaks out of there and just flies out of that
silo. Oh, because it busts out of the side.
Yeah.
And then they, like, they just, like, superhero jump out of this silo to the ground.
Yeah.
And, like, John Krasinski's,
my first thought
right
was, like, ooh,
my
knee.
Right.
That's,
I was thinking the same thing.
Did you guys twist your ankle?
That's like
are you
an
okay?
old person thought.
Yeah, I know, we're not 10 anymore. We can't jump down 20 feet and be fine. I was like,
it was a high jump. But they were
jumping.
Kids can jump they were jumping
so
out of corn and stuff. So
they're indestructible.
In my elementary school, I swear, there was, like, a metal ring thing that was like 20 feet in the air and people would climb all the way to the top and jump off of it.
Yeah.
How big was it in actuality?
It was probably like 3 feet tall. But even like going off like swings and stuff, like jumping off a swing, that was a dangerous thing you did as a kid.
Yeah.
I still remember
like looking up at the monkey bars and being like, why would anybody do this? I am never doing this thing.
Yeah.
You'd be like jump from the top of the slide just off the slide. That would happen too.
Yeah. I remember thinking like do the rope climbing gym. And I'm like, they put like those little token mats at the bottom. They're like, don't worry, if you fall off this giant rope, you'll land on this thin mat. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'll be dead. I'm not climbing this rope.
You actually had to climb a rope in gym.
We had to climb a rope.
We never
in
had
elementary
to do that.
School, yeah.
We had one that was beaded that was like an easier one to get up. And we just had one that was a straight up rope that you had to try to get
Jesus.
Up. Yeah. I could never do either of them. They were so hard.
I could,
well, there's
I,
a bunch of knots in it though, right? So you could like
one of
put,
them
your,
had the knots.
Put, yeah,
the, put your feet every so often.
They like the various difficulties, levels of
my,
rope.
My stability and balance was not up to par to climb a rope in third grade or whatever.
A lot of
it was.
upper body strength.
Yeah. I couldn't do a chin up. That was that was out of control.
Yeah.
Putting little kids do chin-ups. Come on.
Yeah, it's too difficult.
Come on.
I can't even get up to grab that thing. Gym teacher's got to help you up, little booster.
Give me one of those help-ups.
But I did like gymnastics in school. I'm getting way off topic, but we had some time to kill.
Yeah, we looking at my watch.
I was like, oh, I got some time.
There's not much more left with
but
this movie.
But it was just a straight bar that you could like swing on and do stuff off of. And I remember having like a really fun time just like swinging over the bar and doing fun little things and flips and twists and like, oh, there's something I can do.
Yeah.
I can't do anything else. The pommel horse was like too scary. I don't understand how that worked.
Yeah, looking at it, I was like, someone needs to teach me what's going on.
Yeah, how do you use that little springboard at the end? What are you supposed to do there? What's going on? I like the balance beam. That's like, I get this.
Yeah.
I remember I went to one or two gymnastics classes. My younger brother was in gymnastics for a little while, and then I was like, I'm going to do one of these classes. And they were basically just doing like, there's a springboard into a foam pit or something like that.
Oh, foam pits are fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, you could just do some kind of spin. And I think I went up there and I just like did like a 180 and that was it. And the guy was like, what the hell was that? And I was like sixth grade or something like that.
He's like, bro, it wasn't extreme.
Like, what the hell was that?
Should have done a
You'll never
flip,
be
bro.
A pro foam diver.
Right.
And
like,
you're not.
This is too scary.
You're not a pro foam diver.
Yeah, it's true. You never went pro.
Yeah, no. So,
getting
so
right,
get back
the
into
the
this.
So, the kids finally meet back up with Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That one.
Uh-huh.
What is he doing? He's just looking for them.
Yeah, he'd been looking for them. And
he knows they just find
where
him?
They are.
No, he didn't know where they were until like he kind of heard a noise from over where near where they were. And then he saw one of the creatures, another Jurassic Park reference,
flying through
the corn like the raptors in the tall grass. It like flies right past him in the corn towards the silo. He's like, well, I guess they're over there.
Yes. And
earlier in the movie, the little kid was playing with a truck.
Yeah, some old pickup truck.
Goofing around with a truck, which is in this scene setup.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The John Krasinski finds the kids and they hug.
Yeah.
And they hang out while they're trying to like sneak away.
Mm-hmm.
But the monster knows where they are.
They're like walking back, like, and all he just has like Krasinski just has this like sixth sense. He's like, there's a monster nearby. He just knows it.
Mm-hmm.
He just knows it. So
there's a bunch of farm equipment. He grabs an axe.
Yeah, he tells the kids to go hide in the truck,
mm-hmm.
and then he grabs an axe from like this little shed, and he's looking around like, where's the thing? Surprise! It's right above him on the roof.
Oh yeah, I thought it was already on the truck.
No.
Doesn't it start attacking the truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? No, it starts on the roof because it jumps and knocks him out and then goes for the truck.
Okay.
Maybe it knocks him out on the way to the truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically.
I was confused why it wanted to knock him out instead of just attack him.
Yeah, like it
like,
wails on him. We saw these things
do that right
chop
away?
People in half with a single blow. Like, it's not even hard.
Yeah.
It just basically punches him and then the kids yell because
he gets cut real bad in the tummy.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't, I mean, he certainly wasn't in the best of shape, mm-hmm. but.
Was that from these sword hands that they have?
Yeah.
I don't remember what they look like.
Yeah. And so, it immediately goes for the truck trying to get the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, and like the hearing aid thing starts going off again.
And that makes it mad.
It makes it, it's real upset about it. It's pounding on this thing, and the girl turns it off because it hurts her ear too.
Right.
And she's just like, this is dumb. Why am I listening to this frequency and getting murdered
by a creature?
She doesn't
get it yet.
Yeah.
She didn't understand yet.
Yeah.
Even though it's happened twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, she didn't really know the first time it happened, though. She didn't even know
that
creature.
And then it happened again, though.
Because the creature was right behind her, but she deaf. She doesn't know.
Well, by the third time, she got it.
She eventually got it. Too late, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
So John Krasinski gets back up.
Yes.
Like the old man in the jungle.
This heroic scene of like the hand, like, I'm still alive.
There's also a moment where Emily Blunt tells John Krasinski, you have to protect the children.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't going to do that already. Yeah. Hey, guys, be home safe driving tonight.
Right.
I know, Mom. What am I going to let the children just go out there with them? I'm not going to go after them children. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come
what
on.
Am I gonna just, I'll go let them die.
Who do you think you're talking to?
But for us, the audience, it's like he's now taking pride in doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right before he screams his mighty scream, he sign languages to the daughter.
Yes.
I love you. I always loved you.
And she's like, oh, he really did always love me.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was the jerk. Oh, no.
Oh, Dad, don't.
And then
he throws the axe away.
Flying out of his
neck. Man,
this is the most...
This is...
Like, he was screaming like he was lifting, like, 300 pounds.
He may have been underneath the frame of the
shot. It was a weird scream.
It was weird.
It was reminiscent of the old man scream.
And then Andy goes, hee hee. in the South Theater, I was like,
it's
laughing at the most
dramatic moment.
Yeah,
I think it was like overly dramatic
to
the point
giggle.
Where it was kind of funny.
And yeah, the monster is just like
he could have just dropped something or something like that. Like,
I mean,
just,
they
like,
should have had like a
grenade
belt of these egg timers on hand at all times.
Not a bad idea.
That would have been smart. That
would have been the smart thing to do.
I didn't understand why he threw the axe away. Like, even if you're, if you plan on getting taken down, take a look.
If we were to go back to the whiteboard armor question mark.
There's a question mark. He wasn't
there
sure.
There is a question mark next to the armor.
You never know.
I would have also grabbed that pitchfork. It seems like you got a little more.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the monster's running at you. It's a lot easier to hold that out there.
Yeah.
Bad choice to take that axe.
It can't see the pitchfork. It's just going to go at you.
The problem was he could have done a little bit more.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be killed, I guess.
I also
he didn't fight.
He could have ran, like lured away a little bit more.
I also definitely feel like
down
these creatures,
in a blaze of glory.
This is one of those overthinking it, like, but I feel like these creatures would be real easy to trap. Like, you just set some off and they come running at it. They don't even care.
Goddamn good point.
And yeah, you just be like, nope, got you now.
So
drop
go,
a piano
if we
on
go
them.
Back to a better movie like this, Tremors, that's what they do in that movie.
Yeah.
They use
I never got to the ending.
They use themselves as live bait and they throw grenades to kind of like lure the monster in different ways because it does track by sound, but it doesn't like the noise of the grenade.
Yeah.
They could have done something like that, you know?
Yeah,
you
think after 400 days they'd have, you know, laid some traps, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kevin Bacon can figure it out, come on.
Yeah.
John
Krasinski. We have no idea how many of these there are, though.
Three. It's on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Three in the area.
It's
set in the area.
We see, like, at least five at the end, though, like, when they're all running at the house.
Total?
Yeah.
Maybe. But... So, yeah, so
they're all coming out of the woodwork.
The creature takes out Krasinski.
Mm-hmm. The kid flips down the parking brake.
Turns off the parking brake, so the truck just sort of rolls
careens
back to the
down
farmhouse.
To the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get inside and go back
why
down
didn't
to their
they just
commander.
Do,
oh, boy.
They go into the basement.
Do that
this
the
is
first,
why
like,
it's a good movie to watch once. The more you watch it, I feel like the more it's going to
unravel.
And
the more you dissect it, you just find problems
with. Yeah.
So they go in the basement. I thought they were going to hit the nail again. She didn't already have that nail down.
I know.
I thought
they were going
to
hit.
Give me a scene where she takes a hammer and just pounds that nail
just
to the
finish
side.
It.
Or
can't make that sound, Brad.
It was already the fireworks are going. There was ways you could have made that sound.
I was worried that it was going to get like the daughter or something this time. Like, everyone's stepping.
Yeah, I mean, they showed her feet going down the steps.
I wanted
a scene
of her at least like looking down, noticing the nail, and like sidestepping.
Yes,
that's what I would have liked to have seen.
Yep.
Yeah, because my first thought was, "Oh my god,
this
she's nail step
is claiming
on this
nail another
again.
Victim."
Yeah.
Nailed by the nail, yet again.
The main antagonist of the film was the nail.
I was going to say that. Yeah. It's a horror movie just about a nail that keeps giving people tetanus.
The rogue nail.
The monster follows the truck all the way down.
Yeah.
They all go down into the basement. This is when the daughter sees that her dad was actually trying to help.
Yeah,
in a
for
big,
some
bad
reason,
way.
She wasn't allowed down there.
Yeah, this is another
that was
thing.
Another moment that was
that
brought up. For
like
no reason. There are loose nails in the floorboards. I mean, that's a good reason not to have your daughter
But it seemed
down
like
there.
The son was allowed down there because he ran down there, no questions asked, and she was the one that's like, I wasn't supposed to go down here.
I had no idea
that was
why.
Because
they brought that up
That's my secret place
twice.
I like to be.
They did bring that
that's
up earlier
room.
In the film where she was about to go down, and he stopped her and was like, absolutely not. You don't go down there. And I'm like, there wasn't even anything down there. Like, there's just the radio stuff. What is she going to ruin?
I don't know.
Is she going to touch something and not know that it's making sounds
I guess if they have the radio stuff, she could have, maybe.
But we're still guessing.
He
should have. You got to teach your daughter every little inch of that house. You have to be aware of what's happening.
That's on Krasinski.
You
got
to teach your kid where the gun is, how to use it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on you.
Yeah, so we should say Emily Blunt has a shotgun at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hanging out down there, and the creature comes back to the house.
Yes.
And it's coming down the steps, and it's real tense. She gives the baby to the son. So the son's got this little baby
hiding out
the corner.
Luckily, the baby is quiet.
Yeah.
The monster comes spooking down there.
It's trying to, it's like, I know you're down here.
I'm going to take, hey. I'm going to see you guys. I can
know
hear you.
I heard a little bit of noise down here.
Are you guys down here? You going to throw a little pie for me?
Hey, I'm coming in.
Hey.
Make a little tappy tap noise. I find you.
Ooh, there's a nail on the floor. Anyone fix
ooh,
that?
Ow,
I'll,
ow,
I'll go
ow,
ahead and I'll fix that for you guys.
You guys got to take better care of your house.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm a
hey, y'all,
monster,
y'all, what's all this? You got some radio stuff down here?
Oh, it's some fun. Oh. I love the radio. Got any country music? I love it. Country. So the daughter sees what's going on, and she finally pieces this together. Her hearing aid starts going bonkers again.
Yep. She turns it back on, and the creature's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, the monster alien is using his weird earball thing.
His weird open the head move.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he starts freaking out.
Oh, yeah, and his head's going crazy.
Yeah.
He's like one of those little expando, like, Kinex balls where you can, like, pull on them and they grow big. That's what their heads are like.
Oh, right, right. It's pulsating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Emily Blunt is not shooting it. And I'm like, what are you waiting for, girl?
Eventually.
And finally she does.
Well, there's armor, maybe.
Yeah.
And how does the monster die? Blunt force trauma. Emily Blunt force trauma.
Did she shoot it eventually?
Yeah. Shoot it right in the noggin. It's open
noggin.
Yeah,
she blasts him right there.
Yeah.
So,
like a video game monster that eventually just shows you its weak point.
Yeah.
I got upset because she shot the thing and did not immediately re-rack the shotgun. I was
right.
Just like, what are you doing? What if there's another one? You got to reload, girl.
But
you
the cool
know.
Thing is they give each other a look as in, like, we figured
it
out.
Yeah, they both
and
are
then
on
the movie
same
just
page.
Cuts to black, which I was like, that's how
yeah,
you
do no,
it.
I actually really liked that. Like, it almost felt like Cloverfield Laney, where, like, at the end, she's suddenly just like, I'm fucking taking the fight to them. And, like, that's where we find out she didn't rack the shotgun before so that she could do it now because it's awesome now.
Right.
And that's what, they see, like, on their security cameras all these other ones running in, and they're like, they share a look, and they're like, let's do it. Let's
but I was like, how many bullets are in the shotgun, and how long is this going to last?
Yeah, the thing only
because
has, like, four shots.
The hearing aid is not killing them, clearly.
Yeah, they
cranked it
up on the radio.
And there's
going
to be more monsters coming down the pipe, too.
Right.
After that shotgun blast.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought maybe, like, the radio was going to come in with, like, a signal from another place, and they were going to put out, like, a last distress. We found out how to kill it, and then they ended up dying after they get the information out.
Right.
That's,
so, like,
that's what I thought
they sacrificed themselves to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. They would have had to show
that's
some kind
of
communication.
That's kind of an implied ending.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it should have ended, I guess, but they just chose not to do it.
I was fine with how it ended.
I wish
the
last
movie as a whole was a little bit stronger, but I thought the ending was perfect for me.
I really like that ending where it's just them taking the fight to the monsters now. Because, I mean, you spend the whole movie terrified of them, and now's your chance for revenge.
Right.
So now we got to get the Quiet Place to the Revengeance.
No. They figured out how to kill
even
the monster.
Quieter.
Monster
even quieter.
Question mark.
And then it's nothing.
Armor?
It's
question mark?
It's an even bigger whiteboard this time. More facts on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
Monsters. Bigger.
So we were the gang from what we remember. We just did our 50th episode very recently. 51's coming out probably by the time this one is. It's going to be Air Bud.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Good old
it's a
good
fun,
old flick.
It's a fun one.
We recorded that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we
that
lost
was
it.
One that we just, like,
we forgot about.
Left behind.
Like Kirk Cameron.
Like Kirk Cameron from the Left Behind series. Kirk Cameron from the Left Behind series.
But you can find more of our episodes. We've done 50 of them. We've been around for 2 years. We ain't fresh birds anymore.
We're seasoned veterans of...
Mm-hmm. Got some poultry seasoning up on these birds.
Yeah.
WhatWeRemember.com is our SoundCloud link to find all of our episodes. You can search any podcast app for What We Remember. Even Google Play now, I think.
Yeah, we are. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher probably, maybe, unless they're broken again.
They're always broken.
They're always broken.
But there's some episodes on Stitcher if that's your podcast of choice.
Yeah, app. You're one of those weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you guys are interested in signing up for our Patreon.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Please.
Talk about that, Brad.
Keep us... going.
What kind of stuff would they get, Brad?
If they get exclusive episodes
that
you can't get on this podcast. We got some Beetlejuice. We got some Back to the Future. We got some Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Men in Black. Basically
Labyrinth.
Movies that we've seen too much that don't fit our normal podcast.
Movies we don't really need to remember. We just have them memorized.
Right. They're done. They're in the bank.
Yeah.
There's no needing to remember.
They're just great. So we get to wax on about how great they are instead.
Yes.
Right. There's movies we remember. There's movies we don't really remember. There's movies that
okay.
we somewhat remember.
What's happening?
There's
he's going through all the stages.
I'm trying to go through all the different variations of the side.
Yeah.
Podcast
also, full disclosure: our sound engineer's out of the room, so we're killing time because I'm not sure which button stops the podcast.
Yeah, we'll just keep going.
Yeah, I'll just kind of ramble off into nothingness.
Yeah. Do you want me to check which button to press?
I don't know. I'm looking for a stop button. I don't see one. I'm just gonna keep plugging away, guys.
So overall, so what was your overall with the film?
Uh-huh.
You both said you kind of liked it.
Middle ground. I like Signs better.
Signs, I don't, that's weird.
Signs is good.
It's okay.
I didn't think it was that good.
You guys and Signs.
I don't hate Signs, but
Joaquin Phoenix is hanging out with a tin hat on and a little kid.
That's the Wizard of Oz, Brad.
No, it's the Signs.
I don't even really remember anything that happens in Signs.
It happened. Oh, if you remember The Quiet Place, it's very similar.
Well, have you seen A Quiet Place yet?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
I thought it's kind of a bland movie.
Yeah.
But there are some really cool parts in there.
It's not bad. It's just
it's not bad. It's
no. I think this is a fun movie.
I think because
to watch
it's
a
silent.
Base
hit.
Yeah.
It's a silent movie. There's not a lot there. Like there's not
it
a
feels
lot
a little
to like
student
really
film-y
get from it.
Up until the point where I saw produced by Michael Bay at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that
and I was like, oh, that's where all the money for the sound design came from.
I was kind of wondering. I was kind of hoping that not being able to really use dialogue would kind of force a different creative perspective. Sort of like, you know, like how PG-13 movies can like kind of creatively use their one F word. I was kind of hoping that limitation would kind of make it end up with something extra creative or unusual about it, but not really. They just sign language for the whole time, but I enjoyed the film. See it once. One and done.
Yeah.
And if you are maybe deaf, maybe that's like a whole different experience.
That could
like,
be too.
This is a movie where it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Finally
that,
a movie
that's a good
for
point.
Me.
We didn't even talk about that.
I hadn't even considered it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow. Did you ever see the movie Blindness? It's kind of like.
I saw some of it.
Kind of like not seen that.
Yeah. Like
it's just the opposite. There's just it's just like a podcast. You go to the theater, you just listen to the audio.
It's still black screen.
Yeah.
That'd be
it's like, oh,
movie.
Well, the characters are blind. Right?
Got him.
You shoot just like the first 20 minutes. And we're out.